Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
That's all I need to know about you.
Star 99.9, it's CNN Raven. If you get married for the third time in Vegas.
You just took mine.
And then after 4 days, you get annulled. That's all I need to know about you, Nicolas Cage.
Oh, man. You know what? I was just going to give a little variation on that. If you've been married four times, but the total sum of your time married is probably less than 4 years altogether, that's all I need to know about you. I think he was married once for like 3 years, and that was the longest. He yes, had another marriage that lasted just a couple months.
Wasn't he married to Lisa Marie Presley?
Yeah. And that was just a short one. And that was like a few months.
He's been married four times.
Four times.
Patricia Arquette.
Right. That was the longest.
Yeah, he was married for 6 years.
Okay, 6 years. Yeah. All right. So, I mean, I guess that's the redeeming one.
Lisa Marie for 3 months.
3 months.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. And then his last one wasn't...
Let's see. Alice Kim. I don't know who that is. He was married to her for 12 years.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. You know what? I'm wrong. Yeah. I'm sorry. I just saw the headlines.
Can you apologize to Nicolas Cage, please?
Nicolas Cage, I'm very sorry. I misspoke. It was reckless speculation on my part.
Right.
Clearly, you are still a romantic renaissance man.
Yep.
You know, he once owned a Tyrannosaurus Rex head.
Really?
I swear to God. And a lot of artwork. I think it was actually in his house in Connecticut. He had a house in the Connecticut area, too. He had quite a few.
And he kept the T-Rex house head here?
Are you also making this up? It was somewhere in New England, I'm virtually certain.
Did you know he had a pet Velociraptor?
I'm telling you, he owned a Tyrannosaurus Rex head.
Wait a minute. This story is crazy. Nicolas Cage.
And he had a local home somewhere in New England. It was either New York or Connecticut.
It was a stolen dinosaur skull.
Thank you.
And he had to return it.
Yes.
He had to return it to the museum.
He also owed the tax. He owed IRS for like $8 million at one point. He had to sell so much stuff. Nicolas Cage has lived life.
Listen.
He's still living life.
If you're Nicolas Cage.
This guy's incredible.
That's all I need to know about you.
I mean, they were walking up to the courthouse. Did you see the video? He's crazy. He's clearly ingesting some substances.
Well, it's true.
While he's at the club.
I heard that there's video of him at the courthouse
bugging out.
Mumbling to her,
right.
You're just going to take me for all my money. And her arguing back, you're the one that wants to do this. You should never start a marriage like that.
Right.
That should never be the way that you start a marriage.
Well, when the bender was over and the Tyrannosaurus Rex head was returned, now we're looking for an annulment.
That's all I need to know about you.
Congratulations, Nicolas Cage.
He needs to find a hobby other than getting married. Can he just take up like crocheting or something?
His other hobby is basically keeping Vince Neil out of trouble. Like, they just walk around Vegas and get themselves into trouble.
If you're the delivery driver that decides to take a sip of somebody's milkshake before handing it to them, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, it's the royal taster.
It was caught on camera, and it was the greatest thing ever because he just takes
disgusting.
A giant long sip, and then 2 seconds later, the door opens, and he hands the milkshake to the person.
That's got to be set up, right? I mean, who sends the drink out for delivery with the straw in it anyways? I'm not partaking in that.
He's like, are you sure that you ordered a chocolate shake?
That's disgusting.
All right. You want to chime in, too. Call us. 1-800-330-9999. You got to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
March Sadness with Hannah and Raven on Star 99.9.
That's right. March Sadness. You may be consumed with basketball, but here at Star 99.9, we are out to find the saddest song of all time.
Man, it gets serious today.
Yeah, it sure does. The Sweet 16 have been pre-selected, so now it's up to you to see who keeps advancing. We're in the Elite Eight right now, looking to see who's going to make it to the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting serious.
Right. This song, obviously, a lot of times it just makes me want to give up.
Right. Say something. A great big world.
Say something. I'm giving up on you.
They've already given up.
Right.
You're done.
Right. Clearly, they're so upset Christina Aguilera heard this on the other side of the world and called them up and was like, are you okay?
They just cry.
I'm coming over to also be sad with you right now.
When I hear that, I want to crawl into the fetal position and go into a corner.
Greatest thing. You meet those guys. So upbeat.
So nice.
You
so
just happy. Can't understand. So happy. Can't just, understand where they're right. coming from with that one. But somebody got dumped hardcore.
Here's a song that I literally listen to 13 times on repeat every day in my house right now.
Mm-hmm.
Elton John's Candle in the Wind.
Can anybody write a hook like Elton John?
No.
Oh my gosh. So good. So good, Elton John. So good.
Every time I hear that song, so my daughter is actually writing a book report about Princess Diana right now.
Here we go.
So here we go. I listen to this song all right. the time. Now think about it.
Right. You Elton try to John, explain to her the emotion and how his besties and
yeah, and she loves it. Like right. she loves.
She's
loves
totally
it.
Engrossed in the soap opera that you feed her.
And here's the thing: is like you know I'm a huge Marilyn Monroe fan.
Of
like,
course,
I love Marilyn. So the mm-hmm. fact that this has a connection to Princess Di and Marilyn, I mean,
oh my gosh,
like my heart is. Torn.
It's another thing.
It's torn.
I mean, he's smart. He's all. That's the equivalent of having all the right hashtags back in the day.
Princess Marilyn Diana, Monroe Marilyn and Princess Monroe. Diana.
Oh. He's attached to both of them in that song. It's a good move.
He's my spirit animal,
right.
Elton John.
It's very good. Very good.
But only one of them can make it to the final four. So we want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999. Say something, A Great Big World or Candle in the Wind, Elton John. Who's making it to the final four? Mark Sadness.
March Sadness with Hannah and Raven on Star 99.9.
That's right. We are looking to crown the saddest song of all time. You mm-hmm. continue to send me songs that should be listed here. I understand.
Right. Every time we ask for a vote, somebody calls up and goes, no, no, no. This song.
Right.
I'm hanging up on you.
Still. But we understand. But the Sweet 16 have been preselected by already been voted nationally by the saddest songs of all time. Mm-hmm. So now from this Sweet 16, we are dwindling it down to one champion, saddest song ever.
Right.
We're in the Elite Eight looking to make it to the Final Four. Today we have Say Something, A Great Big World.
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
So sad.
It's like a kick in the gut every time I hit it. I mean, I just feel like I got dumped.
I just kind of stare out the window when I hear this.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, pick a spot. Pick a spot in the
stare
woods.
Stare at it.
A single tear.
It's going to be all right.
And
oh, my gosh. It is sad.
It is sad. Challenger this morning, Elton John, Candle in the Wind.
And it seems to me you lived your life.
I mean, the worst part is he's singing about you when you're gone, all right? Say something, you're still there. Barely. I'll give it to you. You're barely there.
Yesterday.
But Elton John is singing about somebody that's gone.
I was watching him sing the Princess Diana version at...
What are you doing? That's not on television yesterday.
No,
you're just pulling it up.
On YouTube. I was watching it on YouTube.
What is wrong with
you? I'm going to make myself as sad as possible.
We're doing some research for a school project. I don't know. I really like Marilyn Monroe and I really like Princess Diana.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. We want to know from you because it's really close on social media. I've been counting like for the last couple hours. 1-800-330-9999. And it's Anna and Raven. Which is sadder?
Say something.
It is sad. It just
is.
It seems like a room and it's raining outside. I'm just going to go out on a limb there and say that it's raining outside. The heater isn't working.
What?
It's just you're very sad. The phone rings. You ignore it. You're so sad, you don't even want to deal with the outside world.
Yeah. Thank you for the call. All right. 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven, what's next? What do you think is sadder?
Candle in the Wind.
I agree. I mean, Say Something is a sad song, but Candle in the Wind is about the deaths of two of the most prominent women in history.
But it's a personal experience for Say Something. Everything's died in his life. The sun died. He's so sad. Did you hear how sad he was?
Sad, but Candle in the Wind makes me sadder.
Me too. I, okay. Hear, right. I hear that song and I get like chills down my arms.
The power of a hook. Anna yeah. and Raven, which is sadder, Candle in the Wind or Say Something?
Candle in the Wind.
Mm. Yeah, I agree.
Timeless. You know, and you just imagine Elton John. He's wearing a lot of rings when he's playing the piano. A lot of rings. And they're big rings.
Yes.
They're like Super Bowl rings.
What they
does
that look
have to huge.
Do with his yeah. sadness?
It's nothing to do with his sadness. He just puts a lot of diamonds on his fingers to make himself feel a little bit better.
Okay. Anna and Raven, which is sadder, Candle in the Wind or Say Something?
Candle in the Wind.
He's running away with it now.
Yeah.
He's running away with it now. There's my boy Elton. Nice job.
Anna and Raven, which is sadder?
Say Something.
Listen. If you're listening to Say Something this morning, I have one message for you. You're an important person, all right? The
People
world cares
like you.
About you, and we want you to get up and get out of that apartment. Get up and get up. Go for a walk today. It's going to make you feel so much better.
Okay.
Oh, she's not going to get up.
She's not going for a walk.
No. She's staying in that room.
Yeah. Anna and Raven, candle in the wind or say something.
Say something.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't believe it.
What?
It's on the comeback trail.
All right, 34. All right, I got to go calculate this. I got
to count.
All
right, we got to go count. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, this has been the closest, and I didn't think it was going to be that close because Elton John, I thought, was superior because it's a classic. 27, 30, 33, 5, 30, so 122 versus 119.
Oh my gosh.
Elton John, Candle in the Wind, just sneaks out a win, but man, that was close.
If he hadn't won, I would have been depressed.
Like the guys from A Great Big World.
Like everything we're doing right now.
Yep.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Kim and David joining us together this morning. Kim, let's start with you. What's going on?
My husband borrowed a power tool from our neighbor. When he went to use it, it wouldn't work. He called our neighbor and told him it didn't work, and the neighbor insisted it was fine. When he used it just the week before, it's just been really awkward. It was next door to us. It's been really uncomfortable, and I think he should just buy him a new power tool and just smooth things over and just be done with the whole thing. But he is being stubborn and doesn't want to because he says, you know, it was already broken when he got it. So,
David, what did you borrow?
Borrowed a circular saw. Didn't work. The second I started, there was no turn, no engine movement. It was just totally broken. I didn't do anything to it. It was just the second I got it, I knew that it was broken and brought it back to him and showed him, and he said it worked, and now he seems to think that I should buy him a new one. I think that's crazy.
How much does it really cost to replace a circular saw? I mean, if you can, you know, get rid of your neighbor relationship. Like, I understand. You went, plug it in. It didn't work. It sucks principle-wise. It doesn't make any sense. But it's also the type of tool that he might not have had out for a year and a half. He doesn't know whether it works or not.
Right. He said that he used it recently, but I don't believe him.
Yeah.
And I think it was broken before, and he knows it, and he might just want a new one.
But I don't understand. Kim, if it never worked, why is your husband in charge of buying a new one? It doesn't make sense to me.
So to me, I don't care that much. If this all worked or not, I would rather just, I mean, it's $70. Let's just be done with it. Let's just, you know what I mean? Just smooth things over.
So you basically just want him to buy this because you want everything to be smoothed over with your neighbors and not have any kind of hostility or problems. That's your take on it.
Yeah, I get where he's coming from. I do. Yes, it's a jerk move on their part, but I really just, I don't like confrontation. I don't like being uncomfortable having to worry, like, oh, I hope, you know, they're not outside in the yard when I come home because I don't want to have to talk to them. Like, it's just uncomfortable. It's not worth it.
You're right. I mean, if you're going to live there for 30 years, what is $70?
Right. But guys, what we do is we ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Kim. Just suck it up, buy for them, leave it on their front doorstep, say,
no.
Thanks, neighbor, or they may see your side, David. It's broken. It never worked. So why would you be in charge of having to replace it? You guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Honda of Westport Couples Court. David borrowed a circular saw from his neighbor, and when he went to go use it, it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But the neighbor kind of was like, no, it was working just fine, kind of insinuating that he broke it.
Yeah.
David's wife, Kim, is like, just buy him a new one. Just like, don't create hostility with our neighbors. Just give him the money. Say, hey, yeah, sorry about that. Let it go. He's like, no, the thing never worked.
Yeah, you know, it's tough, man. When you're dealing with neighbors, there's a lot more on the line than just a little conversation. The thing is, when you believe that you know something, you don't usually waver. That's
right.
The thing, even if you're wrong.
1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm kind of in the middle. They should compromise. Just what's the difference? And if the guy says no, then say, well, then, you know what? You're on your own.
You know, negotiating with somebody who's already completely on the other side, right? I mean, they're either going to bend or not. And if they don't bend, you know, you're right back where you were.
I mean, the guy said he didn't break it. It never worked. But then again, it's like, is it really worth it for a little amount of money to have hostility towards your neighbors forever?
I've loaned out a tool and it's come back in different shape than I loaned it out in before, too. That does happen.
Right. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. David borrowed a circular saw from his neighbor, but when he got home to use it, it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
His wife, Kim, says just buy the guy another one because the neighbor was like, oh, it totally worked. And she doesn't want any hostility in the neighborhood.
Right. When you're convinced of something, even if you're inaccurate, that thing is going to be stuck in the neighborhood. neighbor's mind forever. For $70, she thinks, just settle this thing.
Right. He disagrees. He's like, it never worked. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court. Hi, it's Anna and Raven on Star.
Buying a new store is an admission of guilt. Don't do it. You'll never live that down.
Yeah. Is it better to not live it down, though, or is it better to have peace with your neighbors moving forward? I mean, this isn't a place that you're renting. They own this house, and so do the neighbors.
All this has taught me this morning is that I'm never borrowing anything from a neighbor ever.
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 Yep.
It's true. I borrowed a vacuum from someone, and it did not work when I got it, and she still says I broke it.
You did break it. I know you did. I know you did, girl. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Well, I am on the husband's side. However, I have a solution. I think he should buy the circular saw, leave it at his house, and then if the neighbor wants to use it, she can borrow it from him.
Oh, okay. So I didn't break your saw, but I did get this fancy new saw. Here it is. It'll be sleeping with me at my home. But if you need to borrow a saw, I've got one that works.
Right. There you go.
I see.
I mean, it's a nice gesture, I guess.
I don't think so. I'd be so mad if I was the neighbor.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
On his side. First of all, he's just a neighbor. He's not family. So $70 is not a lot of money. I mean, that's date night money.
See, I disagree because if it was my family member, I would be like, no, I am not paying for this.
Right.
You are out of your mind.
It'd be easier to ignore your cousin or something like that, I think, than the
neighbor. You have to sit down to dinner with those people. So you don't want to have any...
Six times a year. Thanks for the call. I don't know. The neighbor is every day. It's in your face.
Yeah, I feel like with your family member, you're a little bit more cautious about it, whereas your neighbor, you just kind of want to keep the peace.
Your roommate's with your sister. You can leave the dishes in the sink. Your roommate's with a stranger. You got to clean up your area.
It's kind of true.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
David, our audience agrees with you. A broken tool is a broken tool. You didn't break it. You know you didn't break it, so you're not obligated to replace it.
Good. I'm not surprised they'd agree with me. Your audience is very intelligent.
Be prepared to never, ever, ever borrow anything from him again.
No.
You've closed that door forever, I think, over this part. So you may have won the battle, but you may have lost the war.
Yeah. Well, at least I'll have a saw.
At least. Right. That's good.
But only if you buy one.
Well, guys, wish yourself. You the best of luck. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com. Disturbing news this morning. Star 99.9. Santa and Raven. Listen to this.
What do you think is the most stressed city in Connecticut?
The answer might surprise you. A new survey by Zipia found Norwalk takes the number one spot. The city was the 12th most stressed in the country.
What?
The survey looked at factors from the census like unemployment, hours worked, and commute time.
Oh my gosh.
Attention, tension, tension music.
I am stressed, and I understand this, and I believe this 100%.
And you live in Norwalk.
And I live in Norwalk. I
oh
mean,
my gosh.
My shoulders are constantly in knots, says my masseuse who takes all my money.
Right.
And I believe it. And I've come up with a few reasons why I believe that Norwalk is the most stressed city in the entire state and 12th in the country.
Is it part of the reason because every time you call for a massage at a place that you already have a gift card for, they never have a masseuse ready to go?
That's real.
I mean,
you've heard me say this like the last 2-3 weeks.
If that wasn't part of it, let me just add that to your list there.
Okay. That should be.
Right.
I have these like gift cards that I've gotten over the year for these massage places. Every single time I call, it's like they know it's me. They have nothing available.
To be fair, Anna calls and she wants an appointment 45 minutes later. I'm going to get out early today.
Right.
I'm really going to do it.
Yeah,
all right. So why is Norwalk so stressed?
One.
I've got the stress music on.
Well, traffic. Anytime you hear anybody report traffic, including producer Christian, Norwalk is constantly in there.
Right. Always.
If you want to go 15 feet on Connecticut Avenue on a Saturday afternoon, you have to allot 3 hours and 26 minutes.
It's true.
It's so true.
It's always the epicenter of anything bad that's happening on the roads. That is fair.
They're like,
that is fair.
The most congested area of the entire state, and let's put a Chick-fil-A right in the middle of it.
Right. When the rapture of traffic comes, it will begin from there.
And then let's see what happens.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
Also why it's stressed, they've gotten rid of Toys R Us. Toys R Us was the joy of Norwalk.
A salvation.
Right.
A sanctuary, if you will.
Yes. And now, what have they done? They've banished it, and now it's a big, ugly warehouse with us parking, and then, like, I don't know, people just hang out in there.
Spillover parking is always convenient, though.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest with that one. Okay, and any other reasons why Norwalk is so stressed? Tension.
Well, the number one reason is if you go to, like, the great places like Stepping Stones or the Maritime Aquarium, right?
Right.
it's really geared for kids. So when you see the kids in line to do things, you can't, it's not, it's frowned upon to push them out of the way so you can do it as an adult.
It's a faux pas, right, to shove over an infant. Right. What is it you're missing at the Maritime Museum?
They have this thing at the Maritime Aquarium where, like, you can design your own fish and then jumps into the aquarium.
With the huge screen.
Yeah.
And there's always a kid in the way.
Always kids that want to do it. And then, you know, you feel weird as a parent being like, no, I waited my life.
Right, it's my turn.
It's my turn
right,
now.
Right, you can only fight for your daughter in that case.
Right.
And then once they go, you can't actually go after them because now somebody else has been standing behind you and they're like, it's not a twofer.
It's just the kids. I want to design a fish. That's all I want to do,
right.
You know? But no, I'm sorry. Timmy and your 13 children would like to get ahead of me. It's fine.
Fair enough.
Right.
Sorry, Norwalk. Sounds like things aren't going to improve anytime soon.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card on Star 99.9.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband this past week.
Hello.
How was date night at the casino?
It was good. I won on high card flush. So the drive home wasn't completely miserable.
Oh, that's exciting.
It does always help when somebody wins up front. That always makes the ride home a little bit more pleasant.
Yeah, when we both lose, we don't even speak to each other on the way home.
It's always a great end to a date night, you know?
Right.
Silence and anger, right?
Well, that's fate's fault. That's not our fault. That's fate's fault.
Right.
How's he been behaving as a husband?
I don't know if he told you he changed his brakes. Anna.
No, Alicia, I told him not to do it. I told him that it was very dangerous and that he was going to kill himself. And he insisted that he's done it before. And when I asked him, when did you do it last? He said high school and that he watched a YouTube video and he would be fine.
Yeah, no. He was out there beating on his car and throwing a tantrum like a 5-year-old. It was kind of ridiculous.
You're throwing a tantrum?
And I saw one of our friends while he was in the middle of working on the car. And he's like, how's your hubby doing? And I said, he's home changing his brakes. And he just looked at me and said, why? Just why? We all have our things we know we can do and the things we shouldn't. And that was one of them. He shouldn't be doing that.
I was successful. The brakes are working great. Everything stops. It's good.
The jury's still out. We don't know if you're going to make it home safely. Let's be honest.
I'm going to make it home.
Right. We'll see.
I mean, I hope. Thanks for you rooting for me.
Yeah.
Did he tell you how the car fell off the jack and he almost lost his foot?
Yeah. And he said, I told you, you have to be careful. You're not equipped to do this. And he's like, well, it's not my fault. My son took the jack. And I'm like, so what did you do? Just hold it up with your man strength? I don't understand what he thought was going
to
happen.
I had some bougie old jack in there that I had to go ahead and have the car on there. It wouldn't have been a problem again if I had my serious man jack. But that's all right. I survived it anyways.
Mm.
If somebody saw that on video, though, they'd never let me go out front and work on the car again. Anything.
You almost dropped a car on your leg.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Could have been bad. But again, I was successful.
All right. So based on the fact that he didn't listen to any of us and decided to change his own brakes, which FYI may still turn awful, what kind of grade would you like to give him this week after a weekend at the casino?
Well, he also left me a pile full of dishes to do while I was out the other night. So he's getting a B.
B's not that bad considering.
I mean,
yeah.
It's two pans. Yeah. Two pans is not a pile of dishes.
Oh, you left dirty pans.
I was so tired.
You said to me 5 times, leave them, babe. I got it. Go have fun. Leave them. I got it. I got the rest of them,
to be fair.
There was only two of them.
No, the broil pan was in there. There was all sorts of stuff in there.
Okay, so you washed one. Great.
It was very greasy, and it took took 3 times. Mm. Now it's a what?
A C.
This phone call's over.
Bye.
I don't know. People that have crazy eyes. I think that chick, Raven, I think she has crazy eyes. I don't think she likes you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But people can get you in trouble with crazy eyes. I'm just saying, it can create some awkward situations.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Tell the story of what happened, and then we'll decide what happened.
So we're at the Comedy Club on Friday night, of course. Anna killed it, by the way. I wasn't here on Monday when y'all did the review thing, but Anna absolutely killed it. It was fantastic.
I was
moved for you. I stubbed my toe on the way in. And it made me sad.
Raven cried after I got off stage.
I'm just saying that you did good.
Thank you.
Anyways, so working there at the Comedy Club is somebody that I run into from time to time. And I mean, like, I haven't seen this person in 3 or 4 years.
A girl.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Never been involved. Never anything all that personal involved with it or whatever. But when she looks at me, she has these crazy eyes, these, like, googly eyes. And she just looks like she's looking at me super giddy. And because of that, my wife has never cared for this person.
Right.
Never, ever, ever. This person's never done anything wrong. She remembers this person in the most awkward situation because it's always on top of it. She has terrible timing. Whenever she's there and immediately runs up and says hello, it gives me googly eyes. There's my wife.
But there's two.
Coming out of
Not
stage
good.
Left.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Raven, is that there's two different kinds of okay, there's crazy eyes.
Yeah.
And everybody's got that friend or that person they know that you look at them and they're like, what is going on in that person's brain?
They're big and intense,
right.
The eyes.
They're crazy.
Like, look,
they're
giving it to you right now.
No, you don't have natural crazy eyes. People are born with crazy eyes, and you know what I'm talking about. Like you're like, wait, what is? Are they gonna murder me? Like, what are they thinking about?
These are the different ones, though. These are
right.
like big
these are,
fox and the hound, crazy googly eyes.
Those are googly eyes.
Right.
Googly eyes is like I've had a crush on you, and I don't know how to behave myself ever since the day I met you.
Mm.
There's a distinct difference between crazy eyes and googly eyes.
Well, I don't know whether or not my crazy eyes radar is down or something, but I can't necessarily get the. I'm not sure what these crazy eyes come from. I think they're just this person's eyes.
So you think that they're just crazy eyes?
Right.
So she doesn't actually like
right.
you.
But my wife is convinced it's 100% the other one.
You know what? I would probably agree with your wife only because women can sense when there's another woman that likes their guy.
I mean, she is short with this person. She is dismissive.
Yeah.
She's just it's the closest thing that I can imagine to being at the dog park and her coming up and peeing on the leg of the other.
But you,
wow. Or sitting on my foot.
You can spot when somebody else have googly eyes for somebody else. You just can't spot this now because it's you in the situation.
I guess. Maybe I'm too nice of a person.
I guess.
What do you do with people with crazy eyes like that anyways? Do you call a number, report them? Do people come pick them up?
No,
I'm not sure.
They just have them and you just accept them for who they are as, you know, slightly insane.
No, all right.
That's well,
the
what
world
do.
Thinks that they're out to seduce them. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. What is one celebrity that has crazy eyes?
Well, there's that crazy eyes lady on Orange is the New Black. I mean, she's known as Crazy Eyes.
Okay, but who else? Let's see. Celebrities that have crazy eyes.
Emma Stone's got some crazy eyes, kind of.
Emma Stone has
really?
Crazy eyes?
Kind of. Look at them.
You think so?
You don't believe when Emma Stone is looking at the camera, she's in love with you? You don't believe that? That's crazy eyes.
Oh, you know who has crazy eyes? What's his
who?
Name? Oh, my gosh.
Mila Kunis has crazy eyes.
Mila Kunis has crazy
she
eyes.
She does have crazy, and they're shiny.
Yeah.
They're always clear, and they're shiny.
Yeah. I can't think of his name. Christopher Walken has crazy eyes.
Christopher Walken has crazy eyes.
Yeah. All right. We want to know, who do you think has crazy eyes? Don't, like, just tag your friends in this Facebook post. Actually, you want to tag your friends in the Facebook post if you think they have crazy eyes.
Right.
But what celebrity has the craziest eyes? Let us know on our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Dude, it wasn't cheap. You ought to know, you bought
Spent
it.
Spent hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Man, are you awake? Yeah. As soon as your eyes shut, I'm going to punch you square in the face.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
I'm not going back to being poor and dancing at the wizard's dance.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Diana, can you please ask Raven to leave the room, please?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Diana.
All right, Diana, here's how it works. Raven has 301 wins, 30 losses. He's lost twice this week. That's a big deal. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back into the room, ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it does go to Raven. But if you can beat him, $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready to do it?
I'm ready.
Okay. Number one, this artist known for songs like Perfect and Photograph says he was bullied as a kid for his red hair.
And Sheeran.
Number two, he starred in 2.5 Men and now has his own line of cannabis vapes called Sheenus. Who is it?
Charlie Sheen.
Number three, Lady Gaga turned 33. What state was she born in?
Tennessee.
Number four, Disney parks have banned smoking, large strollers, and ice cubes. Which park houses the new Star Wars galaxy?
I'm going to say Epcot.
And number five, Nicolas Cage filed for annulment 4 days after getting married in Vegas. What 1995 movie takes place in Vegas and he plays Ben Sanderson?
I don't know.
Okay. Raven!
Here we go. How'd you do?
Are you holding two cups of coffee?
Yeah, well, I had to carry my first one out because it had my straw in it, and then I got my replacement.
All right. Okay, let's do this. Diana only got 2 out of 5.
Nice. I can use the help. Thanks, Diana. Here
Number one, this artist known for songs like Perfect and Photograph says he was bullied as a kid for his red hair.
It's going to be Ed Sheeran, of course.
That's right. Diana's still leading you 2-1. And not for nothing, I think he's the most famous ginger out there right now.
Him and Prince Harry.
Yeah.
I mean, they've both been doing pretty good, unless they come out with another Harry Potter movie.
Right. Number two, he starred in 2.5 Men and now has his own line of cannabis vapes called Sheenus. Who is it?
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen is correct. Says he's still sober, though.
When he's sober, he's one of the nicest guys on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
When he's off the rails, he's very interesting.
Off the rails. Tied at two. Number three, Lady Gaga turned 33. What state was she born in?
New York.
New York. She's a New Yorker. Raven has taken the lead and beat you, Diana. I'm sorry, he's got three. Number four, Disney parks have banned smoking, large strollers, and ice cubes. Which park houses the new Star Wars galaxy?
Gosh. Well, there's another one coming, right? But, is it Los Angeles? I'm going to guess it's Los Angeles.
No, it's Hollywood Studios. You're not even remotely close to it. Okay, number five.
So wait a minute, though. That's California, right?
No, Disney World is made up of five different parks.
Okay.
And each different park has a name. There's Animal Kingdom, there's Magic Kingdom, there's Hollywood Studios, there's Epcot. So it's
Florida, is what you're telling me? Is it Florida or California?
It's Hollywood Studios in Disney World, which is in Orlando, Florida. The answer is Hollywood Studios.
Well, that's weird. That's fake.
Number five. Nicolas Cage filed for annulment 4 days after getting married in Vegas. What 1995 movie takes place in Vegas and he plays Ben Sanderson?
Leaving Las Vegas.
That's right.
Pretty depressing.
Diana, Raven beat you 4-2 this morning.
I'm Diana from Danbury and I can't beat Raven.
So sad.
Wah, wah, wah.
Have
Thank
a great
you.
Weekend. Yeah. Better luck next time.
Thank you.
All right, make sure you're listening at 5:30 today. The cheat sheet will give you the first two answers to Monday's 5 pop culture questions.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by Sprint. Star 99.9.
You know, you wake up to a lot of bad news, but we're not down with that here at Star 99.9. We want to hear your good news. And if you ever want to share it, you can call us at 1-800-330-9999. You know, I'm a Stanford girl at heart, Raven. That's where I grew up, right?
Okay. Represent.
Represent. So for the last 20 years, they do this thing in downtown Stanford where there's always different sculptures that are available to see through the summer months.
Right.
Yeah.
Last year, they had one that was like a 50-foot tall Marilyn Monroe.
Which, you know, I love.
There was a little bit of controversy. I do remember.
Yeah. So this year, they're going into space, which is right up your alley.
Awesome. Who's it going to be?
You're going to have all different spaceships. So these spaceships are going to be decorated and painted, and then they'll be on display all summer long.
Okay.
Here they are talking about it.
We invite everybody who's a little spacey or loves the thought of outer space and UFOs to come downtown. Take a look at the joy of discovering sculpture.
She sounds a little spacey herself.
I was going to say. I mean, you took the words right out of my mouth, lady. All right?
But very, very cool.
Beam me down for the press conference.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Something good.
I got something good for you. I just read this that the average American has 14 things on their to-do list, tasks on their to-do list that they keep pushing off. I'm feeling fantastic. It's a Friday. I have 5.
Oh, really?
5 for the weekend. I feel like I'm in front of something. I'm sure I'm forgetting a bunch of things, but I'm going to start with these 5 that makes me feel pretty good.
What are a couple of things? Because my to-do list for this weekend is pretty extensive.
I'll give you the top 3, and I feel like they're kind of related. So spring cleaning is number 3.
Mm.
I feel like that one is right in line with number 1, which is odd jobs around the house. The second most, the thing that everybody needs to do, go to the doctor. That's weird, right?
But you're not doing that this weekend.
Well, make an appointment, people, and go see your doctor.
Okay.
I mean, if it's number 2 on your list, you probably have got something wrong with you.
All right. My list is very different. It's like go return clothes that don't fit Hayden that she got for her birthday at Justice.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's number 7.
Yeah. send out thank you notes for birthday parties and my baby's baptism that I haven't done yet that it's been over a month.
Oh, you might be in trouble because that one's not even on this list.
Right. All right. Well, it's a busy weekend. I think people all do that, though. They wait to the last minute on the weekends to try to get everything done, you know?
I have less than 14. You have more.
Yeah, definitely. If you ever want to chime in, tell us something good. 1-800-330-9999.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.